She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can find a way.
We are gathered here today to celebrate a life. Christine Brown's new life as a strong, independent, free-spirited, expert hummus maker and lover of the main floor and above, with a shower used by all. The news yesterday was sudden. It was unexpected while also shocking, as the Brown wife, whom shared the steamiest and most adventurous sex life with Cody, according to only my own sick imagination, I only wish for Christine's future dating rendezvous to be risque yet romantic, titillating while tender, and for truly to explore the wide open spaces of her new home as to give Christine the peace and quiet and privacy she never had since truly emerged from her birth canal and onto the stage during their family road trip where Christine was chastised for having hormones and emotions. To Cody, who only had 9,600 likes on his Instagram compared with Christine's 103,000+, where he stated he has, quote, a large amount of respect and admiration for Christine, not mentioning any degree of love for the mother of his 6 children. I want to take a swing at a piñata in your likeness and baile away with Tony while sticking you with another bill for 4,000 street tacos. To Mary, who is taking on the evil genius move of not giving Cody the satisfaction of announcing their very obvious separation. Checkmate, my LuLaRoe queen, our cowardly lion matriarch. You are outsmarting Cody, just like you outsmarted your mortgage lending company when you didn't disclose you were using your Parowan house as a commercial property, allegedly. To Janelle, you've been Cody's best gal pal, the closest friend he's ever had except for his buddies he likes to wrestle in his garage man cave where no wives are allowed. You have been his most trusted accountant. You have been living in an RV in Coyote Pass for a few months now. Tiny living, you say. Van life, you may call it. We'll keep warm. Stay safe. Remind Cody to empty the shitter when it's full, because it's going to be a cold winter in the mountain valley soon, and Robin's 6 extra bedrooms are full. To Robin, I hope you find lots of inspiration during this time to revive that jewelry designing dream of yours. Perhaps I'll gift you this idea to start. From Fleur de Lis to Door to Leave, and Christine took it, girl. So now let us take to the family room and dance, flash mob like no one's watching, and tear into that Tres Leches cake like it's the first time you ever heard Tony mention it. So dance, dance, Christine, dance.
Did you say Tres Leches cake? Straight tacos.